You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're revisiting my conversations with some of the new elected officials in our area. And today, we're honing in on local government. Rosario Rodriguez is Sacramento County's new District 4 supervisor, which includes cities and neighborhoods like Citrus Heights, Folsom, Orangevale, Rancho Murrieta, North Highlands, and Carmichael. And if you spend time in historic Folsom, you might have eaten at her restaurant, Sutter Street Taqueria. I sat down with Supervisor Rodriguez earlier this month about why she threw her hat into politics. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me today.
Yes. So I checked off a couple boxes when it comes to your background, but let's just start by expanding on that introduction. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Sacramento County.
So back in 2007, 2006 actually, I am a native of San Francisco, born and raised right in the heart of the city. I was that person that said, oh, I will never move out of the city. I'm a city girl. And then I fell in love with someone who lived in the Sacramento area. He was a civil engineer. I worked in healthcare, and we basically said whoever got a job first. So I ended up landing a job managing the women and children's at Woodland Healthcare and then ended up in Sacramento.
And about a decade later, in 2016, you opened up Sutter Street Taqueria. I actually, while a reporter at KCRA, interviewed you after you had opened. Does the culinary field or restaurants, does it run in your family?
No. The closest I got to was cooking with my grandma and my mom growing up, going to Mexico every year. It became a love and great memories. And so when I wanted to take my workaholic tendencies and work for myself, it was through the restaurant industry because I love culture, art, and food, and I'm a big foodie. So I went down the restaurant route.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to move from one county to another, especially from a big city to an area that's smaller, but to actually become even more embedded in the community as a small business owner. What was it about Sacramento County that made you want to call this place home?
I fell in love with Folsom when my late husband Paul and I were looking for a house. Sacramento was very attractive to stay in because we could have gone anywhere at that time. He was with Caltrans, and so it really anywhere could have been home. But there was something very special about Sacramento region, in particular Folsom, and we ended up buying a house and making it a just becoming a part of the community. So when I went to open a restaurant, I knew that I wanted Folsom to be that area where I can become embedded and open up a business and be a part of the business community that I had so much admired.
Did this restaurant also influence your path in local politics?
It had everything to do with it. So I became a business owner and shortly after became very involved with the Folsom Chamber of Commerce, the Folsom Economic Development Corporation. I became a board member for Twin Lakes Food Bank and became very involved with policymaking. I was more concerned at the time about policies that impact businesses. And so that really kind of was what opened up that door to how government works and the impact that legislators have on the business community. And then that's when in 2019, I said, you know, I could do that job. Mm-hmm. And so I ran for city council and was elected in 2020 and really loved the last 4 years on the Folsom City Council.
When you began interacting with elected officials in your community as a business owner, did you see gaps that also motivated you to jump in? Like, hey, I have something unique and valuable to add here.
So I think you are exposed to so much when it comes to being a business owner, and you can identify that there are definitely gaps in terms of, you know, you have a business in the city of Folsom, but yet you're impacted by decisions that are made maybe at the county level or at the state level. And then you're kind of feel like you're strong-armed in certain areas that definitely, I think that is something that every business owner experiences.
Yeah, I read a headline when you were elected to the Folsom City Council in 2020. You served as mayor in some capacity as well. Said that you were the first Latina as a headline. Is that more than a headline to you?
Well, for me, definitely was a driver. You know, and back in 2019, I had already spent 2 years going to city council meetings just for just for fun. I wanted to know what was going on with our city's budget. I wanted to know what was what were the things affecting our city. And it became, you know, soon very apparent that, you know, we had five council members, five Caucasians, for a city that was 33% people of color. And so, when I ran for city council, it was a pretty big deal for me and my family and people who are of Latino descent, that there is somebody, on the city council that they can relate to. I also found it very surprising that it was until 2020 that we elected the first Latina and the first Asian American to the Folsom City Council. So, I come from a very diverse background. And so when you don't see that diversity, it became interesting to want to run and represent the Latino community.
Yeah, especially when you're in a position of power as well, wanting to be reflective of the community that you serve.
Absolutely.
You've had other life experiences that you've been public about that I'm curious if it shaped your work in public office. You were diagnosed with breast cancer in November of 2023. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah,
I myself went through breast cancer treatment last year. And your late husband, Paul, he mm-hmm. also passed away from cancer
yes.
as well. How did all of this shape your work in public office?
So Paul passed away almost 4 years ago. Next week, it'll be 4 years. And he was such an encouragement when he was alive because he was, as a civil engineer, he's very practical, logical. He had a tender-hearted, spirit, very gentle in many ways, things that I am not. But he gave me so much wisdom throughout our lives together. And even as he was dying, he wanted to make sure that I continue to go for the things that interest me and that I don't allow myself to fall into grief and then get stuck there. So we had many very difficult conversations, but at his passing, they became some of the biggest encouragement to me. And that was definitely so life-altering. And then in 2023, I went in April, had a mammogram, found a tiny lump. I had a history of these lumps. They were benign, and they said, come back in 6 months. And I came back in 6 months. It was a little bigger, and at that point, it was stage one breast cancer. And I actually opted to go to take pretty extreme measures for being early on because the way I see it is I have too many things to do in life that I don't want to get stuck later fighting a battle that, that could have been, had I taken more serious measures, I ended up with a double mastectomy. And I chose to do a double mastectomy because it was the safest route to ensuring that I would never have to deal with that again. But it definitely it opened my eyes to many things about just the value of life and the value of other people's lives and how that gets affected. And so, it definitely helps you make better decisions about just, I guess, in general, the value of life.
Mm. Was it then just a natural step going through all of that, being a city council member as well and a business owner, to then throw your hat into the race for county supervisor? Was that a natural progression for you?
Well, there's two things that were going on. I ran for Sacramento County Supervisor in the summer of 2023. So I was already campaigning. Because it was early on, I didn't tell anybody, not even my mother. Nobody knew that I had already started chemotherapy, and because I also wanted people to not give me sympathy, votes. I wanted people to ask me hard questions when I would meet other people. And so So that was one aspect of it. The second part was, I think, going from Folsom City Council to the county, it definitely was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Mm-hmm. You handedly won in the primary. You didn't have to go to the general. Was that surprising to you?
I can tell you that my team and I hustled, even though I was going through chemotherapy. You get these miracle drugs on chemo day, and then you have this energy for about 3-4 days, and then you crash.
Yeah.
So I went every 3 weeks during that time, but I used my energy and really worked hard and got my name out there. So I wasn't too surprised in March that we won in the primary, because we worked so hard, and it wasn't too much of a big surprise. Yeah.
Your predecessor, Sue Frost, announced, obviously, that she was not going to run for re-election after serving for two terms. Mm-hmm. She was known for having conservative views. This is a nonpartisan position. Mm-hmm. During the pandemic, she was critical of public health restrictions, the COVID-19 vaccine. But she was also your supervisor during that time as a resident, as a business owner. Yes. How do you view her time in office?
So I have a great deal of respect for Sue Frost. Sue is, I would say, more conservative than I am. She knows I am a moderate Republican. I am not a party line voter. I will look at every single issue and look at it from a perspective of what is in the best interest of communities. And so when Sue was going through, I mean, just to talk about the pandemic, I was a business owner that was restricted in so many ways in the city of Folsom, where we had very low counts of COVID rate. And Sue was such an advocate for trying to get the business community back open at a time when we had restrictions in Sacramento County. We had Placer County and El Dorado County that were open for business and allowing people to sit indoors. And so people were flocking to these counties for business. Meanwhile, Sacramento County businesses were suffering. And Sue was such an advocate for the business community that I appreciate what she did. She did endorse me out the gate. I think we have a mutual respect of each other, and she's a very genuine person and has had a very great care for the communities that she was leaving behind. And during the transition period, it was really neat to see, as I joined her in some of these community meetings, that people were going to miss Sue. She left a legacy, and people admired her. And, you know, I think when she ran the second time around, she ended up with a plus 70% approval. I mean, or, you know, she won with the 70%. And that, I think, said a lot about her impact to the community that she served, the communities.
Given that you're self-described moderate conservative, moderate Republican, are you a supporter of our president, President Donald Trump?
Well, you know, I don't. Personalities and characters are something that I don't really look at. But there are policies that I do appreciate that Donald Trump is addressing. And, you know, there are things that I agreed with even prior Biden, things I agree with and things that I didn't agree with. So I think that it's the same thing with the current administration. As a business owner, you know, I think he has been previously, he was good to businesses, the policies that impacted the business community, which in general impacts all communities because we all, you know, sales tax is a really important part of a community's, you know, to thriving, you know, and opportunities. But I always have supported presidents, even when presidents were not of, you know, my political party. I've never have talked bad about a president. I am very respectful of the authority that is before us, and I try to work with that. Just like in Sacramento region, I have made connections with many of the elected officials because I want to work with them. And so the only way you can work with people is to have a relationship. So,
yeah. We did get some listener questions ahead of our conversation. We were promoting that you were going to come on the show. There has been concern about immigration in this country, also, yeah, of course, affects California, home to the most immigrants in the country, Sacramento County as well, in your district. Mm-hmm. How do you view the president's policies on immigration when it comes to ICE potentially detaining and arresting undocumented residents in your neighborhoods, in your communities that you're representing? Yeah.
So I am not supportive of ICE going into communities and creating a fear and, you know, changing the dynamics of families and breaking people up, especially when these are hardworking individuals that just want to make a living. They came here for a better opportunity. They are already here. So, that's one point. The alternate side is that if you committed a crime and you are an illegal alien, I am supportive of you going back to your country where you belong. And, you know, in those cases, usually individuals end up in the criminal justice system. And then that, I think, is an opportunity for, to make some corrective actions. I do have concerns about the border, I think, but my concerns are really more about that the people that are coming to this country to harm us. And when you have loose policies at the border, it creates opportunity for people to come into this country. I'm not so, you know, I mean, illegal immigration should be a concern for everybody. But for the person who wants to come here and work, you know, I just, it's not, you know, I, restaurants are short people. We have the construction industry that is, you know, struggling, the high cost of labor. There's America has historically, immigration and illegal immigration has been part of our history. But it is those that do commit crimes that I don't mind going back to their country.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with newly elected Sacramento County District 4 Supervisor Rosario Rodriguez, who was sworn in last month. So when I went to your homepage on the county website, it looks different than the other four county supervisors. You have a bar on the top that says constituent cases resolved. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with this idea? Do you have some examples of what the cases are?
So can I tell you, I have a great staff. I hired my chief of staff is Matt Hedges, who had previously worked for Sue Frost for 6 years and then worked with Assemblyman Josh Hoover the last 2 years, and then he came back to the county. He truly is an expert. He is dynamic. He is smart. He is sharp. He really encompasses so many amazing skills that will make our team so much better. And so he did make improvements to the website. We think it's important to let the public know that we are working for them and that they can submit any issue that's happening in District 4. They can send us that information. And so this could be from potholes or maybe processes that aren't working very well or any community concern, problem. And so what we do is monitor those and let the public know that, you know, we are problem solvers. And we will address them very timely.
What are the first priorities that you want to tackle? You're just about a month into this new job.
So I'm a month into this job, but in reality, I started doing my rounding with departments last April. And so I spent from April to December visiting, almost every county department with the exception of two. And those were completed this past month. So I feel like I walked into as a county supervisor, I walked in very well aware of many of the issues, that either our constituents had told me during the campaign season. And so it's not a surprise, homelessness being the number one issue in most people's and in almost every district within Sacramento County. You know, there's homelessness, transportation-related issues, potholes, you know, people want better roads. There is always a concern of public safety. There's a shortage of individuals going into public safety, and that is a concern because we want to attract good people to serve on the public safety side. And then, of course, one that really should be everybody's priorities, economic development. How can we make Sacramento County a better county to do business, to come and live, and to enjoy the amazing amenities that this county has? Because it really is there's so much beauty to this county. And so it has an opportunity for us to really work on tourism and attracting people to come visit. So the number one definitely is homelessness. This is an area that is just everybody's concern. And right now I feel that it's a very fragmented problem. So every city is working on its own. The city of Sacramento and the county have an MOU, but we still work in silos. And so I spent the last couple of weeks, I met with Kevin McCarty, and him and I sat down and had a really heart-to-heart about, we have an opportunity to really bring the county and the cities together to look at homelessness from a regional problem, not separate in silos. And so I had a conversation with county staff about doing a study session, calling it the state of homelessness. What is the current state of homelessness today, the impact, the number of people, the services that we have, what is the turnaround time for somebody who is homeless to get into a shelter? And then once they're in a shelter, how quick can we get somebody into permanent supportive housing? And so what we eventually need to identify is, are what are the gaps to addressing this issue? And how can we tackle some of the pain points that create those gaps? So it has been really exciting to just, I think, be a part of this and to be in a position where you can drive the changes and the improvements that are made to homelessness. But homelessness encompasses so much. It really is the addiction portion. It's the behavioral health. It is people who are, you know, falling into homelessness because they are losing their home or their jobs or their rental. But it is definitely something that I am not going to let loose on. You know, one of my old bosses once told me, Rosario, you're like a dog with a bone when it comes to, you know, an issue that I'm very passionate about. And putting an end to homelessness is definitely one that I'm not going to let go. There has to be improvements. There is so much money that goes into this issue. And I think that if we do some collaborating as a county, I think we're going to make some pretty good improvements.
Yeah. Well, this is the first conversation, but hopefully not the last one. Supervisor Rodriguez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'd be happy to be back anytime.
That is newly elected Sacramento County District 4 Supervisor Rosario Rodriguez, who is also the owner of Sutter Street Taqueria. We talked earlier this month. Still ahead, music performances in studio have made their return. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.